Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It didn't sound like that on the air, but it's Free Talk Live, and for a second I thought I was going to have to call somebody, but Riley reminded me the bumper music will go away, so it went away, and it's Free Talk Live. You can call in at 603-283-6160. Something goes wrong every other day.
It sure seems that way. You know, Ian has been in the cage for a while, and here we are trying to do a show, and stuff happens.
Yeah, it's really weird. Now we have our dead air going off. It's
That was going off from before. I don't know if that had to do with the music being muted.
Weird.
I'm gonna assume we're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the. I think I'm pretty sure we're on the air now. That was super weird though. But really weird. And 603-283-6160 is the phone number. But we have. Oh, and it's in the studio with you tonight. You've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
We do have Alu on the. On hold with us. So, Alu from New Hampshire, from LibertyBlock.com. Or is it TheLibertyBlock.com?
Nope, just LibertyBlock.com.
LibertyBlock.com. You're on Free Talk Live, and in the last segment, you were telling us that they do take the brain out during an autopsy. Why? Because they were talking about this, I think, on Sunday's show?
Yeah
there was I'll give a really brief recap of what we were talking about. There was a prisoner in Alabama. This has happened twice that... You know, the news has reported on. But the first guy, he was missing a heart. So his family was suing because I don't know how they noticed he didn't have a heart. I don't know if the funeral director or, you know, the coroner from the funeral home noticed. But somehow they noticed he wasn't having, they somehow misplaced his heart. And then there was a second guy who most of his major organs were missing.
Whoa.
And then we had some questions about specifics about the autopsy, which in the previous segment, that's what Alu was kind of filling us in on, because I had some questions. Captain and I both had some questions, and I tried to kind of like Google it and find the answers, but I didn't get a chance to see one in nursing school, and I'm not very familiar with that. I'm on the other side of medicine.
I was kind of wondering, like, if you saw one. I was like, I don't know how you survive after that. Like, if I watch somebody's brain, even if they're dead, get cut out of their body, I don't know how I go to regular life again. How do you do that, Alu?
Well, we get used to all that stuff, and there's a great joke that I think is as relevant here as anywhere. They say physicians know a lot but do very little. Surgeons do a lot but know very little. And pathologists, who are medical examiners, know a lot and do a lot, but it's always too late when they get there.
Yeah.
Hey, are you on the highway? You better not be being funny on the highway.
What's that?
You better not be telling funny jokes on the highway. I'm just kidding, Olive.
I would never tell funny jokes on the highway. No, I got home now. So there are a lot of other things that I needed to get to, but real quick, there were a few great bills that Matt Santanastasso, who I think is the front runner for the Champion of Liberty Award from the Liberty Block Annual Award, I think he's the front runner for that this year.
Nice.
He proposed a bunch of great bills. One was to get rid of the de facto red flag law that's in the restraining orders. So him and I had a great time in the committee with that. On the CJ committee on Friday, there were all the secession bills, so the two bills for secession on Friday. And Matt and maybe Brandon Finney and some others proposed two other bills, House Bill 1237 and 1238, that are kind of small issues, but somewhat important to me, that would both restrict police officers in general from using undercover cars, or like the stealth ghost cars, they call it, black on black, where you can't see it unless you're an eagle eye with a bright light from 2 inches away. You can't see it's black on black, it says police. So it's pretty much undercover.
Yep.
From using those for regular traffic enforcement to pull you over. So So 1237 and House Bill 1238 said all police vehicles being used for regular duties, like not like undercover investigations, narcotics, all regular vehicles have to have those license plates that say, like, you know, police, municipal, government. They can't be, you know, regular plates if they're, unless they're doing super undercover operations, you know, because there's an exemption. So even with that exemption, the committee, yeah, both bills are good. So I testified in both bills at the same time. The state police sent a captain who's well-spoken. He's pretty much their lobbyist. They sent him to support, to oppose the bills. A few others opposed the bills, but me and Matt, I think, and a few others were supporting the bills. And even with the exemptions, still, they were really concerned, and I was holding Abel, and one of the state reps said, oh, when your precious son turns 18, and he wraps around a tree because he has testosterone and he drives 180 miles per hour, wouldn't you rather him be pulled over for that? I said I don't like, you know, traffic stops are mostly BS, except for, like, really reckless driving with a clear and present danger. All the other traffic stops are BS and could be abolished, so let's minimize them by minimizing, especially undercover cops doing them. And I said I'm fine with, you know, cops pulling over for reckless driving if they're going to kill someone, but pulling people over for having an expired inspection sticker, like I got pulled over the other day in Concord, and pulling someone over for their light bulb shining on their license plate is out, and that's a primary offense in New Hampshire. You'd be pulled over for that. So I said, you know, let's have the bill just not let police that are undercover do traffic stops for totally BS victimless crimes. And if they believe that someone's going to die imminently because someone's driving 200 miles per hour and shooting out the windows, then they can still make a traffic stop in undercover cars by turning on their lights.
Yeah.
So they had no answer for that, obviously, because you know a lot of them on the committee were statists. But we'll see what happens with those bills. But everyone here should email the committee. It's House Criminal Justice Committee at whateveralleged.com. I can send you the emails, and if you go to Liberty Block and our Rumble, Odyssey, YouTube, and all that stuff, we have like a one-minute video that shows how to do selectivism. In like 1 minute, you can make your voice heard and say you support these bills and even write a little blurb if you want for the committee. And I would say email the committee. I sent a long email last night, and I got the response from the chairman this morning about an amendment to the bill saying, you know, let's have an exemption for those who are really a serious threat. If someone, if the cop believes someone's going to die in the next minute, you could pull them over. But otherwise, you cannot make traffic stops if you're an undercover car. And he emailed me back saying, yeah, you know, I think he said, like, you know, we'll consider that amendment. Sounds pretty freaking reasonable. So everyone here, if everyone listener, emailed them supporting the bills, maybe they'll pass.
So just to make sure I'm understanding this correctly, the bill that you're talking about is the same one that would make it to where they can't drive around undercover, but you want them to amend it to say that they can't pull anyone over unless somebody is indirectly about to die?
The bill has some exceptions as it is, but the bill, House Bill 1237, says undercover police cars can't do regular traffic enforcement. They can't be doing traffic stops in undercover cars, which I believe some states already have that prohibition. It makes sense. If someone's undercover, they shouldn't be sneaking up on you and catching you with some BS victimless crime traffic stop. Also, someone on the committee, I believe, one of the reps said she had an issue where she was in mass, and someone pulled over, and I think it was a fake cop, pulled over. She's a young girl, pulls over in the dark, and it's just a guy with a gun,
says
to the cop, and there's a young lady, and we all know how that ends. So,
yes.
And real cops do, you know, assault people too, but I've heard plenty of stories of both real cops and fake cops doing that, but you know, they said, what should they do? They asked the state cop, the captain of the state police there, what should someone do if she's not comfortable? And he said, but they all say, go drive, keep driving to a well-lit area, put on your hazard lights, and keep driving until you get to an area you're comfortable and call 911. People have done that, and if you don't stop right away for cops, they will pull out a gun either punish you and or shoot you if you don't stop right away. So,
absolutely.
State cop said it, it's BS.
I've actually heard cops say that before in traffic stops where someone went to find a well-lit area or whatever because they were in an undercover car and they didn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cop came at them all aggressive, you know, pointing a gun in their face like, why didn't you stop immediately?
Yep.
And it's like, okay, because I didn't feel safe. So they'll say stuff like that. Oh, just, you know, this is the solution. But they don't actually like that solution. They want immediate obedience or else they will threaten to kill you.
The cops want us to be obedient little puppies to fawn over them and obey them at every word.
You must obey immediately. Do not insult their authority or they will kill you.
Yep.
And that's really messed up, but it's definitely a good bill. Or so that is not just the bill, that's the amendment to the bill that you've proposed. So you want people to email...
Well, the amendment I proposed was saying that to make the bill easier to pass, I would say that let's have a real clear exemption saying cops, undercover cops, can pull people over as long as their affidavit and their dash cam demonstrates beyond a reasonable doubt that the person was driving ultra severely dangerously and they presented a clear present danger and they were going to kill someone. And if the affidavit of the cop doesn't support that and the dash cam footage and everything else support that record that the person was driving dangerously, then the cop has to be fired and punished harshly and imprisoned or whatever. So that's what I said. I think it's a good compromise that would make everyone happy. It will have some accountability for cops who lie and who violate people and violate the law, but also it would allow the bill to pass because it would not say, oh, you could drive drunk. And, you know, the cops, the chief of police lobbyist and the state cop lobbyist, a lot of them were saying, well, this will make our job harder because what if you see someone drunk, we can't pull them over? You know, just the typical stuff of imagining the craziest scenarios of what if we see a drunk guy driving, speeding, and shooting out the window? If I'm in my undercover car, I can't pull him over. And what if you were in your regular car driving home and you don't have any lights or sirens? Then you definitely can't pull them over because you're in your regular civilian car. So, you know, it's all these ridiculous stuff. But I think the bill could have a prayer maybe if all of us, all the listeners, pressure them.
Well, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. So which committee is this?
The House Criminal Justice and Public Safety.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Alu. Were those the two topics that you wanted to call in about?
I got a billion, but we'll get to more the next time. That's fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your call, Alu. And now we also have, surprisingly, Sarah from New Mexico back on with us. Sarah, what's on your mind? We haven't heard from you in a really long time.
I know. I was just carried. I had a bunch of stuff going on in my life. I almost bought a new house, and we were doing open houses and looking around and everything. So, yeah, it was. I kind of got like sidetracked. Was taking all of my energy, and I think you know that house. Remember that house guest that. Remember I talked about that house guest that we're kind of get rid of? And
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We remember that. Like they kind of glom onto you and. I think that's why we were trying to look around at other houses. We were telling her, like, we looked at other houses. We're going to buy one any day, get your stuff out, you know. And then I think we were doing that, and then she vanished. I don't know. She might be in jail or something. You know, they put themselves in jail for the winter time to stay warm.
Yeah.
A lot of
yeah.
people do that.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that, right? And then they'll tell you. I don't know if that's what happened, but I think we were on a big house hunt for a while, and then it kind of fell through, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, that pest is kind of gone. So anyway, I got all discombobulated, but I gained myself back enough to call you guys, and kind of like a therapy. You guys are like a therapy in a way, because, you know, I almost got hit by a car.
Wow.
I thought, hey, I gotta call those guys and feel better by talking about it.
What happened?
So, yeah, what happened?
Well, it's always the same thing. I'm on the San Mateo Montgomery. It's like the busiest intersection of the whole entire state. And I stepped out, and I saw the cars coming, and they're supposed to stop. And then he barely stopped, like 3 feet, like slamming on his brake, just gave me a heart attack.
Mm.
And I should have went turned around and beat his car in or kicked his tires or whatever, but he was yelling stuff at me while I was crossing the sidewalk. I'm thinking to myself, he almost hit me and killed me and broke my hips or something, and here he is telling me off. Mm-hmm. The whole time I was at the crosswalk, I'm like, this is wrong. If anybody else, they would have probably went over there. There was a guy, somebody probably decked him, dragged him out of the car. They do that stuff, right?
Yeah, I've heard things happen like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you know? I mean, so I don't know. But so I called the city councilors and city engineers or whatever, but it's always the same. They drive like this here, and I just learned to walk down like a mile and a half and cross at another intersection on Monroe, the other street that's more not as at the intersection. But I'm still just amazed. Everybody just gets hit by car, and nobody cares. It's just amazing here in New Mexico. I think we're number one per capita. I think we're down to 4 pedestrians for every 10,000. It used to be like 3 pedestrians for every 10,000, but I don't know. You guys helped me out a lot. I mean, because you sorted out my problems.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Let me sort your problems out for you.
Yeah, I know, because what would I, what do you do when they're desperate? These people are desperate. They won't leave you alone. They won't take their stuff out, and I still got a
whole bunch of tons.
I mean, and you're stuck with them, and they vanish.
Yeah.
And they left all their stuff behind?
Yeah, well, the apartment manager was going to throw all their stuff out anyway into the garbage. They wound up putting it all on us. We got a desk, a futon, a full-size mattress, and a small table, and then a whole bunch of other luggage and stuff like that. It's like a whole room full of stuff, and they just dumped it off. So we're pretty much stuck with it. But one told me that if I didn't sign a contract, they said we will hold on to your stuff for a year, and then we didn't sign it or date any contract, we could just give it away, and they can't do nothing to you, right? You're not liable if you did.
They're saying that you have to hold on to their stuff for a year. I don't know what you meant by that.
No, it was just all verbal. But first she said, we'll get the stuff out in 1 week, and it turned into like 5 months already.
Hmm. Yeah, I would throw it
away. Listening to the live edition of Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next.
So we have somebody working on the problem with the thing. So there was a problem with the bumper music, and somebody's working on it, so that's all that noise was. Sorry, Sarah. But so did you have anything else to say, maybe about the car accident or anything?
Well, I was lucky. I will tell you, I never got hit by a car in 24 years, not even once. Like I never got abducted by an alien. Not even once here. You know, that's amazing. It's a feat.
Have you met any aliens in New Mexico?
No, but I went to Roswell, and then the Roswell, New Mexico, and then their McDonald's did look like a spaceship. They made it
really?
Like all. Yeah, they did. That was amazing. Like, it was like a spaceship, like all metal thing, and they made it look like a spaceship McDonald's, and I thought that was pretty groovy, you know?
Sarah, yeah, it's pretty funny.
Do you know anyone in New Mexico who claims to have been abducted by an alien since you live there?
Well, you know something? What's funny is I met somebody like that at the bus stop, and he told me I got abducted by the alien.
Whoa.
That's what he told me.
Interesting.
And then he said all of us, our ancestors are from other planets. Huh. Originally, we were shipped out from other, our ancestors were all planted here. I don't know what he was going on about, and then he disappeared, and he came back, and I was like, but I think he was really telling the truth.
Huh. Wow.
He said he was abducted, you know, but it really is, but I don't know where, probably in New Mexico, where else, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard crazier things, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely...
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a... On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am.
In something, you know, Christ, God, goodness, we live and thrive in an ocean, a universe of goodness, of right, of physics, of laws, of it does this when you do that every freaking time. It may wave in variables of something, you know, but it's going to happen. This is you add this to this, this is what the result is. That faith that you keep doing this to people, stuff's going to happen. That's my fear, is that they have to change people physically.
Yeah.
You know, they have to add a chemical. They got to change the DNA. They got to, and if they can, they are. And when they realize that they are, which has been, I just had Dr. Judy Mikovits on recently, into last week. And, you know, it's getting, I was asking her, you know, about all the stuff that we've done with the vaccines and all, she realizing how much of a scumbag Fauci is and how he can't remember anything anymore in Congress and, you know, whatever. I'm just going, what is the spiritual component that you're seeing to this resistance over the last few years? Where are we going now? And then the support behind, is it really Trump? I don't think it has really anything to do with freaking Trump. You know, I don't think Trump thinks it has anything to do with Trump. You know, it's not about that. And and there's different features. Patrick Byrne was going on about, you know, a lot of this, too. And then General Flynn and all these. There's just certain people that represent a faith in what's coming. Well, how's it going to happen? Oh, it's going to happen. And when you do this and you manifest your faith in such a way that you take certain actions, the universe just aligns with it. It just the bad guys start falling. You know, things come into line. You know, the one golf caddy tells, you know, the right congressman's aide the right thing about the right thing of some alternative media guy with a press and of whatever says something and everybody kind of whatever and somebody doesn't go sit in the back of the bus. I mean, it's always something. And it comes with faith that it's going to happen. And you can give it to divine providence or you can give it to whatever. But that's my prediction for 2024.
Yep.
It's coming.
I really do see the if not the cycle, at least the winding stair of history more and more as I get older, that, it's the same things that continue to happen to generation after generation, just, you know, slightly different.
A revolution.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they call it revolution. I love it. You want one world government? I give you one world revolution. Boom. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
This is it. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, you're a faith and happiness. I'm on board.
I feel so much better. This is the best I've felt in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, talking. I tell you what brought it on. You know, just circumstances. It's just faith. I mean, I just had, and it's really starting to come together. And your piece on how to be happy, and it was, and it wasn't. I mean, it was a great documentary that had all kinds of whatever. You know, it was just the. I don't know, the timing of you doing it, you know, and just having that conversation, it really sparked something. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for helping to spark my next editorial. So there you go.
Well, send it, you know, or, I wind up finding it on your thing anyway.
You'll see it.
I know. We always put it up. James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. We can go forward feeling a lot better. Therapy of James. Thanks. Peace, brother.
All right. Take care, man.
Bye.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention to New Hampshire, as that state's first-in-the-nation primary elections are on the way. Nikki Haley spoke to reporters despite a disappointing finish in the Iowa caucuses. She's surging in the polls ahead of the vote in New Hampshire.
We've been here for 11 months. We've done over 75 town halls. We have been in Red Arrow Diner before, and so we're going to continue to talk to people.
The Granite State's planning to hold two Republican primary debates, but Haley says she does not plan to participate in either of them unless former President Trump does. Trump has not participated in any GOP presidential debates so far. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, who ended his campaign this week, is saying Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should do the same thing. A third-party candidate running for president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is hoping to secure a spot on ballots all across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. And I wanted to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Nikki.
And we're working through technical tees as we speak, so, you know, it's been a fun show.
I think it's actually completely fixed now, so let's go to the phones. It looks like we have an unscreened caller on Free Talk Live. What's your name, caller? Going once? Going twice? Okay, looks like we have a second unscreened caller on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, caller? What's your name?
I am Ryan. I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
Yeah, I was curious. I've been kind of out of the loop for a while.
What happened with Ian? Like, when's he going to get out? Is he going to get out? Like, you don't have to give me the whole freaking 9 yards, but...
He went in for 8 years, but, I mean, they don't do 8 years. They do, like, 85% of that, plus there's no FSA, which takes off, like, 6 months. And he's appealing, of course. He got convicted of 8 charges, and then after the jury did that, the judge threw one out completely after the jury's decision.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It's cool. He's got 8 years, but, you know, it's cool that the judge dropped a charge, at least.
Yeah, definitely brought down.
What's 85% of 8 years?
So it's probably looking more like 4 to 5 years, based on what I've heard he can expect with good behavior and all of the stuff. I think, and I do think they do all of that on purpose,
mm-hmm.
to kind of make it feel a lot heavier, right? So when you hear like, oh, when you're looking at 40 years, like, that sounds really heavy, and I think that is all part of the game to get people to take plea deals.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Ian doesn't play that game because he took it to trial all the way, and now he's appealing that. So
but he was looking at, like, up to, like, I think it's 26 years.
Oh, yeah, he was looking
I thought
for
it was
a long 40 time,
for some reason, but even 26, I mean, oh, it's just so...
It was, like, 420 before they dropped some charges,
yeah,
right,
like,
before
just,
the trial, and then, you know...
Insane. Like, that is so unwarranted, because it's just really, for a victimless crime, for he didn't hurt anybody, for non-violent crime, non-violent offender, it's just, it is really, really mind-blowing. And when I tell people this story who aren't really, like, you know, liberty-minded or whatever, just my normal friends, when I kind of tell them this story, I mean, people are dumbfounded. Like, people,
oh, yeah, I'm sure
people,
they are.
Yeah, they can't believe it. And anyone who even knows Ian, I mean, it's hard to believe. You know what I mean? It's...
Huh.
Yeah.
And all the transcripts are on freekeen.com. It's not like we're hiding information. Anyone who wants to watch every single word that was said during the trial can go there. Ian posted it. You know, like, we have nothing to hide.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So...
So he's able to communicate fairly well, like his phones work and stuff?
Yeah, he has a tablet, actually, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
Is he in federal prison?
He's in county jail, but he's going to go to federal prison. They're just holding him there for a long time. Yeah, he has a tablet in jail. It's not that bad of a jail.
Yeah, all things considered, right? So, Ryan, are you familiar with the Crypto6.com or Crypto6.com?
I am, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's a great place to go to find out a lot of it. I don't know how well updated that is with a lot of the information, but I think it has been being kept updated with, like, a lot of the new developments. But at the very least, I mean, it has, like, the full story.
Huh. Yeah, and I watched the videos, and what was the video, the filmmaker made a little video about it. And then, yeah, Aria screaming, and it was really quite impactful.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. Really cool. Thanks. Give Ian my best. And God bless you all. Have fun.
Well, thank you so much,
God
Ryan.
God bless you, too.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah, have a good rest of your day, and thanks for calling. It looks like we have David from New Mexico on the line. David, what's in your mind?
Oh, billions of things, just like I was snack bar, duh. That's crazy.
What? Snack bar?
I don't know. I forgot. I forgot already. I'm calling you live from the cowboy hot tub out here in New Mexico, where the cars try to run the people over all the time. And a long time ago, a little old lady, not from Pasadena, but from Albuquerque, tried to run over me, and I had my infant son in a stroller, and that B-word, she tried to run us over. Little old lady, I don't think she was even in her right mind. I don't know what's going on with these crazy drivers.
So, sounds like New
Mexico. Was that you? Was that you that did that, David?
did what?
Run people over?
Almost hit Sarah. You're there too, right?
Well, I tried to run. I tried to run over Sarah many, many times. Oh, but she's too fast. You know, she's too wise for that. She's got lots of experience.
Tried to take out one communist. Very American. Pardon? You're a good American trying to take out a communist.
That's right. A good American, man. Good American. That's what the cowboy's supposed to do, man.
That's so mean.
No,
I don't even know why I said
it. At all, man. It's the way of the West, man. So, I think those. I think today. Kotex Buddy Mess Radio out of Golden Showers, Arizona. I think I heard that that afternoon Jive guy on his program that comes on just before you. I think I heard him say that this is your last day on that Kotex Buddy Mess Radio from Golden Showers, Arizona. I don't know what's wrong with them people. It's crazy. They're replacing you with that really annoying, almost annoying as a New Mexico cowboy accent, but that really annoying Kate Dilly Dally that can't even talk more than one word without taking a pause.
So weird. You told us about her before. But you did call in a complaint to them?
I complain every day about every time they bring it up on the afternoon Jive Guy radio program Monday through Friday just before you. I bring it up every time they bring it up that they're dropping Free Talk Live and they're replacing it with Dilly Dally. I bring it up every time and complain.
Well, thank you so much for that. If people want to hear us on their local radio station, anything like that,
call your program directors.
Yeah, call the program director at the station.
Well, I think this rinky-dink little Kotex radio, I think they're too rinky-dink to even have a program director. I think the afternoon Jive Guy himself may be as close a thing that they have to a program director, and that ain't much. So, I don't know what to say.
Well, we appreciate your support either way, David. Did you have anything else on your mind?
No, I got nothing. Well, actually, I got billions of things, just like I was snack bar. But, no, that's okay. We'll let somebody else have a chance.
Back
to cowboy hat tubbing.
You're somehow making fun of Alu. He has a cowboy hat. He's a cowboy. He said even though he's from New York, he refuses to be a Yankee.
I appreciate that. I respect that.
So we also have Ricky from the common state of Pennsylvania. Ricky, what's on your mind? Commonwealth. Did I say common state?
Yeah,
it is the Commonwealth, no doubt there, Miss Bonnie. Brother Riley. Sister Nikki, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, Ricky?
All right. Well, I was wondering if I was going to get on considering the technical gremlins tonight, no doubt.
Yeah.
But, Brother Riley, I wanted to talk to you, actually.
Sure.
You probably know all too well. You know, I have this now finally sealed bet with Brother Richie, as you well know.
Yeah.
Right. It took 3 calls between the captain and Miss Bonnie, but we finally got it. Now, just to reiterate for all the other listeners, the way the bet finally finaled out, now, I probably screwed myself on pushing this one a little high, which was the gas price is going to go up to $10 in July of 2025. Now, that was the first bet. Then the second bet was going to be that the dollar will fall by the end of 2025. That we agreed on. And then the third bet, because Richie got the brilliant idea we're going to break them into 3 bets, was that we will go into economic oblivion by the end of the first quarter of 2026. We finally agreed on that. Now, I'm the one that suggested we use Dash. Now, I did speak to someone quite a while back from Dash. Now, this is why I'm speaking to you. Now, I've never made any cryptocurrency purchases of any kind, and I figured this would be a great way. Now, the bet was 5 Dash per bet. So I guess that's roughly around $150 per bet. Now, I wanted to see if you had any, for somebody that's basically not a novice to technology or anything of that, of course, but to cryptocurrency in general, any suggestions on what a good wallet is to use for Dash, and generally some tips to get me rolling.
So I use an iPhone, and since I'm blind,
I use an Android. Is that going to be a conflict?
No, it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I'm sure there's a Dash wallet on the Google Play Store. I'm not familiar with Android or its operating system. Or the screen reading software TalkBack. I'm not familiar with that software.
Well, I'm actually quite familiar with that. What's nice about it is they totally ripped off Windows Phone 10 system. So it's actually a very beautiful thing. It works extremely well.
That's good to know. It's good to know.
Yeah, it is. Actually, they ripped the one UI ripped off Windows Phone 10's UI, too. It's really fascinating. Everybody said Windows Phone is dead. And they were very happy in July of 17, but now everybody's got the same UI. It's really fascinating. But anyways, continue on.
So
the wallet you're not sure about, so that's fine.
I mean, you can search the Google Play Store and see if there is a Dash wallet. I know on the Apple Store there is, and I use the Dash wallet itself. if you want to get Dash yourself, you'll have to go through an exchange called... You'll probably have to go through an exchange to buy Dash, or find someone in your local area that can sell you Dash.
Any exchange that you could recommend that'd be legit?
I think the only exchange I can think of right now is Coinbase, but they're going to require you to scan ID and that sort of stuff. I don't know offhand what exchanges would be useful if you don't want to do know your customer requirements.
What's that?
I don't know of any exchanges that would be helpful if you don't want to go through scanning your ID and uploading those documents.
Well, I mean, it's obviously, is that what it's going to come down to? I mean, I one thing we did agree on, that the bet doesn't need to be made till February 2025. Now, I threw that one out there. Richard liked that because he can save on money as far as the price going up.
Right.
You know, but I mean, so that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, probably. Now, when you say scan it, basically scan your ID they want and upload it. And
yeah, you'll
it.
Need to take a picture of the front and back of your ID and upload it. I had to have someone help me do that.
Somebody will do it for me, yes. There, brother Riley. Because as you well know, Richard from the Commonwealth went blind back in 20.
Well, I've been blind all my life, so I know.
Well, you know what? You know, can I tell you something?
Sure.
Okay. I think we pretty much. I mean, is there any more on the cryptocurrency? Is something I didn't want to ask you? Anybody want to add on that?
I don't have anything else to add now.
Well, hey, let me ask you something. You were born blind?
Yes.
See, as you well know, you probably heard my story. Brother Ian actually leaked it out by accident because I never wanted to talk about it because I never wanted anything to add or take away from anything I said because my stuff would tend to be too serious. But see, I was born with retinitis pigmentosa. I take it you're familiar with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with it. I don't have that person,
right.
But I'm
whereas,
familiar with it.
Beyond being, it makes you wonder, you know, I know you do the digest, so you probably heard the call a while back,
yeah,
where I talked about my progression. See, I was damn near blind by the time I called into the show the first time, which I believe was maybe around 14. And believe it or not, the first person I talked to was Christopher Cantwell. And I actually thought it was Brother Ian. I don't even know how the hell I ended up on the damn show for the life of me to this day. But see, the fact of the matter is, you know, I was always legally blind. And the fact of the matter is, you know, it's funny, I talk to people, and I'm going to ask you a question. You never saw. Now, I did, but I always saw poorly. That was 2400 from, you know, 2012 up until lights out, you know, in 20. But let me ask you something, Brother Riley.
Sure.
I had different points of view on this, and I talked to another person at RP. Now, he's older than me. He's in his 60s. Now, let me ask you a question. Now, you never saw before. Do you want to see?
So, I actually, when I was younger, I had vision in my left eye, so I could read large print. I could see color. It's actually really deteriorated. I do have glaucoma in that eye. I'm supposed to be treating it with eye drops, but, you know, I'm kind of lazy. And
so what do you know? Are you completely blind?
No, I do have light perception still in my left eye, so I can kind of tell when it's light and dark.
You're right at where I'm at, because yeah. I have a tiny little speck up in the upper right-hand corner of my... right eye. And the only thing nice about me is I'm what they call blind but not detached.
Okay.
So I'm sure you understand what I mean by that.
I do not. Go ahead and tell us.
What that means is imagine that the retina, instead of millions, has 100 nerve endings in each. I have like less than 10. So basically, the retina exists, but it's like useless. The only thing nice about it is my eyes didn't turn gray.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you did see. Now, the question is that I had for you, do you want to see, would you want to see, say at the level I saw at 2400, I have a reason for asking you this.
That's a good question. I, you know, part of me would love to see again, but at the same time, I would have to relearn a lot of things if I were to be able to see again. I have to learn how to function in a world where I could see because I'm so used to functioning without eyes, without regular sight. So,
wow, that's actually a really interesting way.
How long have you been at this level?
I've been at this level for quite some time. I couldn't tell you. I'd say maybe over 10 years.
Okay, so, I mean, the fact of the matter is we're talking 10, and now we're talking, you know, upwards of 4 years. So we're not that much apart. So here's my answer. Now, the reason why I mention this is a man that's actually part of the support group. Now, I don't need support, but I used to go just to possibly help out others. Now, he had RP, like I mentioned. Now, he would not tell me the reason why he does not want to see ever again. He had RP. See, my answer is I do. See, to me, it was very funny because I was progressively going blind throughout my whole life. And one of the things I learned very quickly when I was hit 2400 is I said, Commonwealth, he said, you know, do not trust your eyes because your eyes can deceive you. Now, the funny thing is I did testing on Windows Phone 10 and I could still see them at 2400 when I was doing that. I used to navigate with my left hand with all four fingers, you know. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to tell you something, Brother Riley. If the opportunity arises, definitely go for it. Because, see, to me, going from 2400 to going blind, to me, there was really no transition especially.
Mm.
It was very, very smooth. So my theory is, you know, it's funny. It kind of reminds me of what somebody said to me. Because at one time when I was, like I said, very bad, this is very early on here in PA, using weed, because I used to smoke weed all the time to enhance my vision, and it worked very well.
Wow.
And,
that's interesting.
That is interesting, yeah.
That's actually weird,
yeah,
because,
absolutely.
I mean, like, I'm nowhere near blind, I just wear glasses, I don't even know what percentage I'm at or whatever, but whenever I used to smoke weed, which I haven't in a long time, I would notice sometimes that my vision got worse. That's kind of weird.
But I could see how there could be, like, a delay in, like, motor responses. Which could be different than, like, actual vision.
Yeah.
Right, I think it depends. Like you're saying, in my case of RP, because this is probably more interesting than what I was saying, but the fact of the matter is, I used to find that my depth perception was enhanced, because that was one of my problems. I also had an odd form of color blindness. That would go away.
Really? From smoking marijuana?
In general. But the fact of the matter is, I myself, one of the things, reason why I'm bringing this up is, the doctor at that time, this is, like I said, this is going back to very early on, like this is like 2012, you know. And I said to him, because I went in high to go to the eye doctor. And the funny thing, the girl held up her fingers and a peace sign, and she said, you can see that? At the distance it was. And I says, yeah, well, that's how it came out that she was high. And I remember talking to the doctor, and he said, his answer is, the reason why is because inside, and I think this will make a lot of sense to Brother Riley, I know how to see, even though, you know, that's why the weed works. Because inside, you already know how to see. So when you smoke weed, you actually see, because it alters your perception. And see, me, I do want to see again. You know, I think, and I say, I'll tell you what, Brother Riley, do not think it'd be like, because I can sit here, and I use one finger or a thumb with talkback, you know, but I still hold the phone in the pit of my right palm like I always used to.
Uh-huh.
And I still feel like I want to use those four fingers. Because to me, it would be like nothing. The same transition I went in would be the same transition out. You know, I mean, and
it seems
and
like
I don't
you guys
know
do have different, like, you've had different experiences.
Yeah, we have.
It's not the same. Well, one thing I know about Riley is just that, like, you can't even, like, consider Riley disabled because he does so many things so much better than most people. Like, how many people are even good at editing things online?
Yeah.
And just today, our good friend, I won't even say who, was here talking to me, and he said that he was like, oh, we were very happy to hear that Riley is moving in next door because when he stayed with us and just, like, for a visit, he was just, like, as good as somebody could be staying in your RV. And we were saying, like, no one has any excuse to be dirty because Riley, like, is so clean, you know, and gets around fine.
So have you guys ever heard of the superhero Daredevil? It's a Marvel superhero.
I've heard of Daredevil.
Yeah.
So Daredevil's thing is he's blind, right? Mm. I think it was, it doesn't matter how he got blind, but he's blind, and that's kind of like his superpower. There's more to it. It's not just that being blind is his superpower,
mm-hmm.
but he uses his low sight to his advantage, he was trained. So he was trained by whatever karate type master, and basically, and I think the guy that trained him is blind as well. So basically, he learned how to use his other senses, and how like sometimes your sight actually deceives you. So almost like, in a way, how like your sight can almost be not like a disability, but like kind of it can trick you and it can go against you. And actually, like, so that was a huge part of his training, was to kind of mold his blindness into a superpower almost. It's like interesting.
It makes me wonder if it's like partially why Riley is so intelligent spiritually and emotionally, because so many people are so materialistic, and it could have something to do with like only what I see is real.
Yeah,
because people say that all the time, right? If I like, you need to see it to believe it, or something like that.
I don't know if I'm intelligent spiritually or emotionally, but yeah, thanks for the compliment.
You're welcome. I feel like you are.
Thanks.
But either way, thank you for the call, Ricky from the Commonwealth. I just felt like there wasn't really, Riley didn't know. I mean, it wasn't the same situation, so Riley couldn't really, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be able to talk to somebody else who's blind, but
yeah.
At the same time, we don't have entirely shared experiences, which is fine.
Yeah. So, one thing we were talking about before the calls, it was nice to get so many calls all at once, was just that... Don't get a Tesla and live somewhere cold.
Yeah.
Because apparently it can freeze and you'll be sitting there for 5 hours trying to charge your car. I mean, I can't imagine being stranded like that.
Yeah. And it was interesting. So one of the pictures I saw of the Teslas, it seemed like they were in some random parking lot. And that was another thing I hadn't really thought of, is do people just park their Teslas and, like, do you just go to the... Like, I would think that if you owned a car... not a hybrid, like a Tesla or another, like, purely electric vehicle, that you would have some sort of charging station at your house. But all of these cars seem to be, like, abandoned in almost, like, a mall parking lot.
Dang. I mean, like, so, maybe they could do it there, but also could do it at their house, but it died there? I don't know.
But there was a lot, like, all in the same location. It was just kind of strange to me. I don't know.
Too much for that logistics. It's been Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. You can go to freetalklive.com, and social.freetalklive is back up, by the way. That's social.freetalklive.com and freetalklive.com. Peace.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.